Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Workspace Today podcast series. Today we're speaking with Michael Frendo, who's the Executive Vice President of Worldwide Engineering at Polycom, about the rise of agile development and how collaboration technologies can help accelerate and enhance agile development. And Michael, how are you doing today? Hey, Michael, you there? Hey, Michael, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey. Oh, good. Sorry about that. We had a little glitch here, it seems, on our podcast provider, Blog Talk Radio. Were you able to hear my introduction?
Yes, I heard you, but you apparently couldn't hear me.
Ah, got it. Apologies, but it's not a problem. We can edit this part out. So what we'll do, we'll keep that intro in there, and then I'll just start off by saying, and Michael, thanks for joining us. How you doing today? Then we'll go into the questions, and then we'll just wrap it up and both hang up, if that works.
That's fine.
All right, perfect. Thanks for your patience on this. Here we go. And Michael, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Excellent. Well, let's jump right in. Tell us about the agile development process and why it's important for today's enterprises.
Well, the agile development process is really taking a completely different approach to developing software. You know, the traditional waterfall approach is really very serialized. You know, you have people put the design together, they write the code, they go through a test phase, they go through a solution test phase, and it can take, you know, as much as 6 months or even longer to go through that process. With Agile, you really bring the requirements and the code writing and the testing, you bring it all together in a much shorter time frame. And in fact, it, you know, kind of breaks down into two-week sprints. And the thing that's great about that and why it's important is, you know, the demands on new features and capabilities that we have, first of all, they're constant. They're constantly coming in. But they also tend to be a little bit dynamic in the way that the requests come in for new features and capabilities. So that if you develop across a 6 or 9 month period, from beginning to end, a lot of the requirements and priorities might actually change, and you end up scrambling at the end in order to meet the requirements of your customers. With the agile development process, because you're doing things in a much more incremental way, you have a great deal more agility, to use the word, to actually respond to customer requirements and to deliver on features and capabilities that people are asking for in a more timely fashion.
That's great. And obviously, Polycom is a very large technology company of itself. Tell us about how you all use the agile methodology for product development.
So we are we're evolving. We have been traditionally a waterfall company and have started the process of moving to agile. We've got some, and different parts of the organization are moving at different speeds. But if you look at our most advanced organization, you know, we've actually implemented the agile process fairly completely. So we maintain a backlog of features and capabilities. We go through these two-week sprint cycles where we develop and test new features and capabilities. And really, at the end of each cycle, you have something that you can demonstrate and show to customers. And as you do that, you can choose when you want to create new images, new capabilities to actually ship. So we've got our most advanced organizations are doing that today. So we've got our test organization and our code developers really working together in this cyclical fashion, and you know, we work off of a backlog of capabilities. And the nice thing about the backlog of requirements actually, and the nice thing about that is, you know, within any 2 week cycle, if the priorities change, you just change what's at the front of that backlog, and the next cycle will bring that in. So you have a really, you know, it's a really dynamic capability in terms of delivering what's high on the priority list and dealing with priorities that change. So if you look at our phone, our handset development, that's pretty much gone completely to the Agile methodology today. And what we're seeing is not only this ability to respond more quickly to customer requirements, but we're seeing actually quite an increase in the amount of capabilities and features that we are able to deliver.
That's great. Let's shift a little bit. Tell us about how the Agile development process can be accelerated and enhanced, especially when using collaboration technology.
Certainly. So one of the things that's clear, or one of the sort of premises of Agile, is that you really bring everybody together on a daily basis. And, you know, you have this thing they call a daily stand-up, where you get together and talk about, you know, what are the things you want to accomplish that day, what are the things you've learned in the last couple of days. And when, you know, what's the reality of development organizations these days is that, in fact, they're very global. And so ideally, what you know, the sort of Agile methodology is all about having everybody in one room every day. And that's a nice idea, but it's a difficult thing to do when you would, in fact, have very distributed global operations. And so the use of collaboration technologies, visual collaboration technologies, the ability to whiteboard and do those sorts of things across distance actually becomes a very important tool in being able to adapt an agile development process within what's really increasingly more and more global development organizations. And so whether it's whiteboarding or video collaboration or the ability to share content, all of those things become very important in being able to do Agile, collaborate, to do Agile in a collaborative way across distance.
You know, I'm going to go off the script a little bit here, but is it safe to say that without the use of these types of collaboration technologies, it would be nearly impossible to really use an Agile development process? Because I imagine most large technology companies have development teams often spread out throughout the globe. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. And I think one of the things that we found with a new product that we introduced back in October is that one of the things that we're hearing from customers who develop software, obviously we have many customers that are software development houses as well, that they really see, in this case, it's the Centro product as a key enabler of being, you know, for Agile development across the distance.
That's great. You know, Michael, anything else to add today? Anything we didn't cover? I know we covered off on a lot of stuff in a short amount of time. Anything that we may have missed?
I think one of the things that's important, I mean, I think what you'll see going forward is that we will continue to develop tools that really make this implementation of Agile more capable across distance. But the other important aspect of this, I think, is that increasingly we're delivering capabilities to customers through a cloud-based model. And there's actually a close relationship between this agile methodology and the ability to deliver things in a cloud-based model. And the reason that's important is when you deliver capabilities in a cloud, using the cloud, right, using a hosted type of service, you really have the ability to add capabilities almost on a daily basis. You know, unlike the traditional way of distributing technology where you actually have to, if you want to do an upgrade to capabilities, you actually have to go out to all your customer sites and upgrade them and, you know, make sure that they have an upgrade cycle, et cetera. In a cloud-based environment, you really can, in fact, change and add and enhance the capabilities that you deliver from that central site on a daily basis. There's a really close relationship between the ability to do things in Agile, to develop and do sprints and actually deliver more capabilities every couple of weeks, and that model of being able to deliver those capabilities then to your customer in a very dynamic fashion. So I think that's the other important aspect of this, is that as we move to more of a DevOps model for delivering new capabilities to our customer, the Agile development methodology really fits well with it.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Workspace Today podcast interview with Michael Frendo, who's the Executive Vice President of Worldwide Engineering at Polycom, who was kind enough to spend some time with us today to tell us about the rise of Agile development And then more importantly, how collaboration technologies are actually bringing agile development to life. And Michael, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.